Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
All right, peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House online radio style as we roll out the leopard carpet for the hip-hop artist known as Vox. He's an amazing talent out here in the Pacific Northwest, has a very, very unique style. So I'm looking forward to having him step on the leopard carpet with me this evening and tell a little bit about his story, why he came up with this unique sound. And he's got more information he'd like to share with you. But you know what? I'm going to start out this show with a piece by Vox. This is called Freak Flow.
Freak Flow, now you know that's even known as Sunday. The six double six skills don't play. And you can test these skills for real like LL. I'm bringing up some sex appeal. You in the midst of a magnet that had them stretching their mouth and that's how I grab them. Hit it, split it, quit it, now I gotta go. It's from the back of the booth to my stereo. And you'd have felt the box that came through with something sexual. So now you think I'm so damn theatrical. I'm the dude your mama warned you about to mack on that skin. Put my cram full, this cesspool. From New York to the back alley to Liverpool. Just like in my style, Dan, don't even talk to me. Ain't hit my meds in a while, but I remain suffering.
Flow on this microphone, it's just my freak flow.
Gotta be a freak, always gonna be just me.
Freak flow on this microphone, I got some freak flow.
Gonna be a freak, I remain a freak. Really, push the limits of the mind's eye. Spitting fire on a crazy train, who needs love? I gotta do what I do, cause what I'm doing so new. We're changing up the cadence, that's how I say ah. I'm the one I hear screaming, demon. Homies be tripping, my ladies be scheming. Trying to get at the spot with the Voxy. Bumping my new kicks, let's call them Oxy. Won't take it away from me, so who the best be? Close the door, I'm digging out your mommy. I'm bumming the belly like a soul man. What's your plan? Spinning your wheels, I'm getting paid, man. Links from the gate, so you got your face flush. You hear the head boys hitting, yo, it's just us. From the north to the south side of Hollywood, it's all good, cause I remain stuck.
Freak flow on this microphone, it's just my freak flow.
I would be a freak, don't be a freak, just me, but
freak flow. Microphone, I got some freak flow.
Freak flow, freak flow. Now you know why. Don't fear me, cause I remain a freak. Don't get near me, cause I stay a beast. If you really wanna know how it's unleashed, it comes through with a new masterpiece.
Freak flow on this microphone, it's just my freak flow. Freak flow on this microphone, I got some freak flows.
All right. Oh, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. That was Freak Flow by Vox. So welcome to the leopard carpet here at the Flavor Coffee House, Vox.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, it's been about a year since the last time I came through to visit you.
You know, and I was thinking the same thing, and I really enjoyed having you on the last time, but I know that just even in this amount of time since that point, you know, some changes have taken place in your world as an artist, and, you know, you've got some exciting projects, you know, on your plate that I know that you want to share with the listeners today. But you know what, Vox, let's just kind of briefly give them a little bit of background on who you are, where you started, and what your sound is called.
Well, you know what? Last time we talked, I thought I was in the horrorcore business, but you know what? Growth as an artist brings change, you know? And my style now, I could only say, is still shocking. I like having that grungy rock vocal thing going on. And, of course, I love my R&B hip-hop because hip-hop is what I do. You know, so I just call it my own little blend of shock rhyme. Let's go with that.
Ah, crime. I saw that. I'm so glad that you brought that up. So when you say shock rhyme, can you give a description of how you would describe it?
The best way to describe it is having the ability to say something or do something on stage that takes your audience by storm. You know, I love hip hop, but I love theatrics too. So it's got to be shocking, no matter what it is.
Okay. Well, to those of you that are new to Vox, Vox actually performed at my 50th birthday. And let me tell you, he showed up with some red eyes. I was like, whoa. Like, I had to keep looking at you like, does he really have red contacts on? I had never in my life seen anything like that. So definitely, like, a shock factor, you know, it was there. But, you know, I will always remember you, you know. I mean, on top of the fact that the performance was amazing, you know.
Thank you.
TBR, you know, but, you know, that definitely will always stand out. I think that it probably, you know, you may not like it, Vox, but it's probably going to be a story I'll always remember, just experiencing that in person. You know what I mean? I'm like,
oh,
ooh.
Yeah. My dark side. Now, understand, I still love Halloween, and I still want to do annual Halloween bashes, so never forget, the Vox still has just that little bit of darkness in them, but we're going to have a lot of fun with this new project and stuff.
Okay, so tell us about this project that you've got going on right now.
Wow, now this new project has been in the making realistically for about 3 years. I know I've released a lot of stuff in between, but these are some of the tracks that are really personal to who I am as an artist, you know. And as an artist, you got to grow. So I try different things. I don't want to be what everybody expects me to be. Next time you hear a Vox track, you go, wow, what just happened there? You know?
Okay.
Hence, shock rhyme.
Okay. You laughing. I hear that little chuckle of yours. So, Vox, how long have you been in the game?
I have been at this for really about 20 years. I mean, at this level of it, about, I'll say, 10. But it's been really, really successful, and I am blessed to have the opportunity to keep going at it. You know, not many people do have the opportunity to keep going, but, man upstairs is really looking out for me.
So what do you think that it is within you that's just, you know, caused you to persevere and just keep, you know, going and fine-tuning and figuring out, you know, your voice and your style? Like,
I heard a statement, I'm going to say about 3 or 4 years ago, before I got back into recording as heavy as I am now, where a guy says, you know, once you give up on your dream, what is your goal in life, you know? So I am one of those artists that has persevered, and it's definitely paid off in the long run.
So where do you think that you want to go from here? What since you've been at this for a while, you know, you're a veteran, where do you want to see yourself, you know, say, like, we'll just start with maybe 5 years from now?
5 years from now, of course, I'll probably be doing more of the production work. You know, I will definitely pass the baton by then. But until then, I'm going to just keep growing, and I'm going to do different things that people aren't normally used to seeing done or being heard. You know, one of the things that really makes me stand out, at least in my opinion, is that, you know, I don't try to be a gangster. I ain't no gangster. Uh-huh. Though I live up in the Northwest, and, yeah, I do know some hood brothers. But that's just not my flow, you know?
Right. So I just want you to know there's a variety of people that are listening to the show right now. We've got actually a radio show host from Germany that is listening, Lady Marmalade.
Welcome.
So big shout out to you. There's a, you know, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who is a jazz musician and producer out of Kansas. You know, we've got Leah Henderson, she's a spoken word artist here in the Pacific Northwest, to another spoken word artist out in New York, Eternally Blaze. So it's a variety of people that are tuning in right now that I can say for sure that I know.
Well,
so that's
everybody.
Interesting. You know, that's a wonderful thing. So you know what? Let's just let's throw out another little shock thing, because you know this isn't necessarily the type of stuff I play on my show. But you know what? I'm in the mood, so I'm going to play a piece, another piece by Vox. This is "Sexy Girl." You can hear that growl. I know you don't describe it as a growl. That's how I describe it, huh? I was like, rrr.
Getting my beast on. Ah.
You know, this is the type of song, you know, Vox, that is just really pushing me to create this, you know, flavor off after dark type thing. You know, and I'll, you know, I believe there's definitely a purpose, you know, to music. In tracks like that, you know, and stuff. But, you know, for me, in how I do my shows, that's definitely, you know, like one of those, that would be a shock factor, you know, to hear Flavor play something like that. But you know what? the production of your pieces are so good. And I have to give, like, big shout out to Lynx Records. You know, but, you know, there's this part of me, Vox, and I'm just going to go ahead and ask you, okay, like, how do the women react to this particular track?
How do they react in regards to the lyrical content?
Hearing it. Yeah, just hearing it is like.
I get a lot of sideways looks.
Do you?
Because they're like, wow, you're like being freaky, but you're scaring me at the same time. And I'm like, shocking, isn't it, baby?
right.
You know, I just have fun with it. I'll tell you a little story. I actually wrote that song in the Denver airport. I got stuck on a 2.5-3 hour layover, and
okay.
The song itself, just the lyrics just came to mind, and I just started jotting it all down. And then when I finally made it back home here safely, I went into the studio and I did a couple of roughs on it, and it just didn't feel right, you know. And I just mm-hmm. wanted it to be a part of me, so I made it a part of my personality, you know. That's
right.
What music is for me. It's a total outlet, you know.
Okay, that's cool. You know, there's somebody that's in the chat room that's asking what happened to TVR, and TVR is consists of Tap Tap, Box, and Reel, three different type of styles that came together to do some pieces. So could you, like, maybe briefly just explain?
Well, the whole thing in a nutshell is those guys, they are my brothers from here to eternity, you know. But we all just have to move our separate directions to do our own things, you know. And it was definitely a challenge in working with the different personalities. But for the most part, it was a good experience because it
mm-hmm.
taught me how to better prepare and get my stuff together, you know.
Right. So they're asking about Tap Tap, and Tap Tap is doing his thing. He's still out there. He's still out there. You know, he's been sending me messages and things. And so, you know, trust and believe, you will definitely be hearing more from Tap Tap. And, you know, has got, you know, some things that will be coming, you know, out here sometime in the near future. So, hey, I guess there's obviously people that are aware of Tap Tap and TVR, so that's cool.
Yeah. It means that the history definitely speaks for itself, right?
That's what I'm thinking. You know, that's what I'm thinking. So that's very cool. So, you know, let me jump into another track. I know that you've got a schedule here that you're going on, and there are some other things that you want to speak about. But I want to play The Roof by Bob.
You got it.
Okay.
The roof, it's all on fire. We don't need no water, let them up and expire. But you can call me the king or you can call me Sire. I want to rock it all.
Well,
welcome to my sleeper cell party, crashing the girl, matching and all is well. It's a late night, creep, we in late sleep. By the end of the night, passed out to sleep. No need for guns, cause funds ain't even the issue. You ain't invited to this party, we dismiss you. We rockin' BSOP with a little bit of Hennessy. Top it off, fuck the shots. Corona and me, baby say she wanna party, she got double D's. See, there's parties for OGs and orgies. Chin was a thin that made her take her clothes off. What started wet, t-shirts never let her off. Hawaiian mommy acting like she wanna get loose. So I'm giving that rod a shot of 151 proof. She bobbly wobbly like a porno spoof. Miss down that side, now I'm sending that rod to the roof.
Somebody release me, I'ma burn it all down.
Eat up all you MCs,
tired of you playing games.
I'm so hungry,
I'm gonna burn it all down.
Watch you do my damn thing.
Get your lighters up, let it burn like me reservoir. Stomping through me jungle black, line fire to the core.
Should've never let me free, I'm gas to the flame. Roof is on fire, I'm standing right up in the blaze.
King of the jungle, everybody bow down.
Open up my chest with a roar and crack the whole ground.
me on fire. Time to burn the game down. Rude boy for life, call the king now. Put the lighters up, burn me fire. Let it all burn down, watch it all expire.
The roof is on fire. The roof, it's all on fire. We don't need no water, let that motherfucker expire. You can call me the king, or some call me sire. I want to rock in the mic until I fire. The roof, it's all on fire. We don't need no water, let that motherfucker expire. You can call me the king, or you can call me sire. I want to rock in it all until I expire.
Made me tired listening to it. That must have just really been made you tired recording that, huh?
Hey, the idea behind it was to have like a carnival slash concert going off, right? And and you're in a tent and you're having a good old time, just partying up, and it just starts getting wild, and it just keeps getting more wild, and it just keeps getting, you know what I mean? And, it's just fire. We just keep rolling with it, though, you know. And believe it or not, a lot of people don't realize it, you know, from the old days, that was an old club cut, you know. But I just put my own little twist on it, you know.
Right. I got you. No, I remember that. But it's just, I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, jumping up out of my seat, just like jumping up and down or something. Like, okay. You know, I'm old and crippled, so it was like, okay. But no, that's powerful.
Old,
I like that.
Too old to get down. It's all good.
I ain't too old to get down. Okay. So, Fox, why don't you tell us about the television show that you're kind of a part of and it's taking place here in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, this show is called The Kickback. My team at Lynx Records has spent a lot of time and networking and getting in with Bates Technical College to pull off a show that's designed for the independent artist. It doesn't matter if you're like Kenny G and play horn. It doesn't matter if you are a heavy metal rock group. The whole idea, because there's not many outlets here in the Northwest for us, the independent artists, is to give us a platform to show the nation, because it doesn't matter what genre of music you're into, there is no one really known on a superstar level from the Northwest. Well, we've had a few in the past. However, the Northwest constantly gets overlooked. So this show was designed for you, the independent artists. You know, send in your information to thekickbackonline.com. And they definitely will be going through it and picking and choosing. If you're chosen for a show, someone definitely will contact you, and we'll make arrangements to get you on board.
Sounds good. That's exciting. I think that's a wonderful thing that you all have created, because I think it's something that's needed. And I agree that, you know, here in the Pacific Northwest, there's some absolutely amazing talents that people are so unaware of. And it's interesting to even myself that sometimes I have found out about local talents from somebody in somewhere else across the United States. And that just kind of floors me, you know. So I think that's a beautiful thing that you guys have created. So I'm just going to give a shout out to Tap Tap, who's actually in the chat room right now. So somebody was asking where you were and what was up, Tap Tap. So good to see you listening to the show tonight. Now, I know that you've got a project. Is it called a project? Should we call it a contest that you are participating in right now?
Yes, I'm actually in a contest with the Hard Rock Cafe. It's called the Hard Rock Rising 2012. What this contest does is the top people to get the most votes from within a 100-mile radius of the Seattle area get to actually perform at the Hard Rock here in Seattle. You win the contest, you win a couple of dollars, and then you go into the second round, which will be a second song that you'll get more people in your area as well as outside of your area voting on, okay?
Uh-huh.
In the third leg of this, if you win that, you actually would perform in England. Now, I'm telling you what, I've never been to England, but I've always wanted to go try some of that warm beer on the other side of the pond. I keep hearing about it, but, you know, I got to go experience it for myself, so I'm doing
okay.
any and everything in my power to make it work.
Okay. All right. So tell people where they can go and, you know, vote for you.
Yeah, just come to the box page if you got Facebook, which most of your listeners do. Just type in VOXX or the real VOXX, THEREALVOXX, on top of your search of Facebook, and the very first line you come to, it'll say Rising Hard Rock, and just click on it and vote for me.
All right. So shall we play the track that you've got over there?
Yes, the debut track, and Lady Flava, you know you're my angel, because I had felt some things in recording this song that I didn't do. And I got to give you a prop. When you heard it, you mentioned it back to me, so I had to take care of it. But this song here is called Mistakes. And mad props to Miss Lady Flavor for helping me get it right.
Oh, I appreciate that, darling. So here's Mistakes by Vox.
Oh, damn. It's 7 in the morning. Where the hell am I? What am I going to tell? I can't make no excuses. What the hell happened here? I'm not home. What am I going to do? Looking at my iPhone, and I see her on my caller ID. Read the first text message, said, what the hell has gotten into me? How can I answer back? As a matter of fact, I'm creeping, cheating. Something wrong with that. The next message said, F you. Maybe I could tell a story with twists and turns like a drive-thru. So many ways and days I spent my time out here chasing tail. Knowing I'm supposed to be home right now, don't want to face her. Wish I was in jail. I could say I was at the homie's house. Got drunk, played cards, passed out on the couch. But that wouldn't work either. Like Tiger Woods swinging my club, so she caught a cheetah. Yeah, I messed up, and I brought this home like everything else. Living this life was a ball, I had led to the destruction of my own self.
We all make mistakes, and I'm waiting.
Girl, want you to know this, that I didn't mean to do this to us on purpose. When I lied, when I cheated, when I stole your heart, you don't deserve this. If I would have known what I knew then, see hindsight, it's always 2020. Thinking my drinking could subdue that Scorpio that lives deep within me. I wouldn't have put this in the spot to begin with. Your love is my life and a true gift. I'ma get home and face the music and hope that we get through this ish swift. I listen to your message, wonder where I've been. I search just to find this love within. Cause I broke the trust, spilled the wine. Guilt's the parasite that plagues my mind. I pulled into the driveway and her car is gone. Maybe she just ran to the store and she'll be back in 10 minutes or more. Maybe I dodged a bullet. Maybe I'm not that good. But I look on the bed and there's a letter. And the letter read, while you were out here wasting time, now I'm out here getting mine.
Perfect. We all make mistakes.
We all.
I'm never give up. I'm just trying to make
was Mistake by Vox. That's pretty hot, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, again, tell people where they can go and vote on this track and help you get to the point where you can, you know, just push your dreams further with through Hard Rock Cafe.
To get your free download of this track, just go to your Facebook page in the search bar at the top. Type in The Real Vox, CHEREALVOXX, and it will be the very first thing on the page there. It'll say free tracks to download to vote. You click on there, you like the Hard Rock Cafe, you download the track, it's good as yours, and play it for everybody. And thank you in advance for show.
definitely. Get out there and support Vox. He's another artist, you know, that is definitely deserving. He's put in the hard work. He's not new to this. He's not new, you know, but he's putting out something very quality, you know, and through an amazing indie record label out of the Pacific Northwest by the name of Lynx Records. So big shout out. I've been connected to the Lynx Records from back in the day of my actual Flavor Coffee House. So definitely have been so aware, and I have great respect, you know, just watching the development and the artists and all, you know, and the hustle. You guys have got a really, really good hustle, and that's one thing that I do want to talk on just briefly. I know that you need to go. But, you know, you do have this great hustle. You know, you're out there, you know, getting yourself in different places. I know that you've flown out to New York and done some, you know, like feature shows out there and this and that. So, you know, what does your team look like? Are you doing this by yourself? Is Lynx Records providing some type of team? Or have you created a team? What does it look like for you in being able to push yourself out there?
Well, for me, on my own personal hustle, it's a daily thing. I have a small goal, and my goal is to accomplish one thing a day that's going to take me closer to where I need to be. So no matter what that is, I keep pushing for it, you know. As far as my entire team is concerned, we are all we got, you know. Right. One of us ain't as strong as all of us. And if you see one of us moving something one way, you definitely got the rest of us coming to help them keep moving it. You know what I mean?
Sure. We
stand by each other very well. You know, as far as future things going, I am looking forward to getting this Hard Rock thing behind me so that I could actually do a full-fledged tour with Hard Rock. That's my overall goal.
All right. I totally hear you on that. So, you know, I appreciate, you know, who you are, and I appreciate, you know, how you have always represented yourself just within, you know, in front of me and with me. You've always been so very, very respectful and just, you know, even when it was like you had that growl going on, you know, and I struggled with that growl, didn't I? You know, but, you know, you never wavered with me. You were never like, oh, Lady Flava, I can't stand her because she can't stand my sound or whatever, you know. But even at that, even when I struggled with it, it's something that makes me smile every time I even think about it, you know, because it's so unique. You know, it was something that was new to me, and I think that was my struggle. You know, as much as we don't like to think that we get ourselves put into a box as to what we like,
right?
I think there can be resistance to, you know, taking in and experience something new. So, you know, I definitely could recognize that it was well produced. It was just like, grrr, you know, anyway. That's just my thing. But Vox, now do you have a website? Where can people, you know, get to know more about you and be able to stay in touch with you and follow you and help support you in spreading the word?
Well, you can visit me at any numerous website, actually. The home website would be linksrecords.com. But if you're a MySpace user, it's myspace.com/therealvox. If you're a Twitter fan and you want to follow me on Twitter, it's twitter.com/therealvox. So wherever you type in The Real Vox, you're going to get, guess what, The Real Vox.
You know, and I really wish that you could experience the real Vox, because, yeah, you need to come to the Pacific Northwest or bring Vox to where you are, because he's definitely somebody that's worth experiencing. I don't know, are you going to give up the red eyes, the red contacts?
I'll make a promise to only put them in around Halloween time.
Okay. If you, I'm sure he's still got pictures out there, you know, somewhere online of the red contacts. You really need to check it out. It's just like, ooh. So I want to play the last track that you have. And, I love Real. I think he's just has an absolutely amazing, amazing voice. He's another great talent out of the Pacific Northwest.
That is my brother, tried and true. I mean, we literally grew up in this together. You know, that's my boy there.
Yeah, he's an amazing talent on his own. But this piece is called Unsatisfied with Vox featuring Real.
Man, some real stuff. I'm unsatisfied.
A little cold and lonely on the inside, but I know what I gotta do to keep my family all of them alive. I gotta get out here, I gotta have a 9-to-5. Though it ain't for me, that's how I gotta be when I got this music drive. Wanna take the chance, wanna do something different, walk my piece of road. I'ma rock your party, rock every night, that's every show. Making this all happen, so I thought it's just rapping. Took it up a little too late in the game, now I watch what happens. And I really gotta see what I got to do this one day. And I really wanna play where my family can just party all day. I say my life, my sons, my dad, my mom, my wife, they all supporting this dream and this habit that I got. I'm loving them all, doing it, that's the way we are. And this is hard as hell for me to always know my place, cause late at night I'm on my knees and yes, I say my grace. Don't wanna let me win. I figured another way to go. Change up the game, make your style and fit your flow. Make something happen with rapping, cause that's who you are. You know that you shouldn't be behind a desk, you're a freaking star. Get out there and show the world what you got, and keep it hot and make them rock, cause you box. Never ever let no one tell you what you can and can't do just to make a buck or two. It's just my inner thoughts. It's telling me to run, and if I do it right, no need for the gun. Make them follow your lead, that's how it's gotta go. They seen you rocking the mic, and that's at every show. And you done everything that you could do to show your own style, huh? Your own flow.
All right, that was Unsatisfied by Vox featuring his boy, his brother, you know, my boy, I love him too, Real, out of the Pacific Northwest. I love actually the combination of the two of you together.
Thank you. He and I, we get on stage together, and it's almost like I'm the right, he's the left, you know? I mean, we know where each other is on stage. It's amazing.
Okay, yeah. That's wonderful. I'm so excited. I'm, you know, I honestly have enjoyed this journey with you, Vox, you know, and just the time that I've known you and met you on my 50th birthday. And, you know, and I appreciate, honestly, you know, you allowing me to share with you openly and honestly about, you know, what I experience and how I receive it and stuff like that. So I have so much respect for you, and I just wish you so much success in the future and, you know, best wishes in all that
thank
it is
you.
That you do. And I know that you'll
thank
stay in touch, and I know that you will always keep me up on, you know, videos and music, and, you know, you're always welcome to come back and step onto the leopard carpet with me in the future, you know, and, you know, I'm here to support you in any way that I can. But I think I just kind of want to take it back, if you don't mind. I just was kind of thinking about this, and I think I'm going to take it back, and I'm going to play the song that y'all performed at my birthday, if that's okay.
Oh, no. Go ahead. You're good.
Okay. So this is taking it back to TVR, Tap Tap,
yeah.
Vox and Real. And Tap Tap, well, he's not Tap Tap anymore. He is Nerdy Boy Jr. So anyway,
right.
He's still in the chat room. He is giving you big shout-outs. Also, Lady Marmalade, my sister over in Germany, she's like, big ups to Vox. It's very late over there, so she's going to bed now. But
she definitely enjoyed.
So I'm going to play what was performed at my birthday. It's called About No One by TVR.
Right.
Take your lady in the back. Introduce her to my ego. His baby is so fat. I'm a youngster, but I'll show you things you never seen in your teenage years. I bring those fears. Just let the music play along in your head. Make you hold things in, but turn around and think I'm out instead. I like the milky types, but I'll play with your mind. Turn your sex reality into a freaky fest time. I'm a fool with you around, you know I go pound to pound. Switch the theater into a festive surround sound. We gon' make the world see you getting off to my swag. Charge a black car, baby girl, just throw it in the bag.
So girl, take a dose of my love juice.
Yeah.
I'ma show you some stuff that we gon' do.
Right.
We gon' treat this like a special occasion.
Right.
One thing I love is your sexy persuasion. Speeding down the road, hogging over the highway. Breaking all the rules, shorty, we'll do it my way. Throwing up your set and where you from. Cause we ain't really, really give a fuck about no one. Speeding
yeah.
down the road, hogging over
hey,
the
yo,
highway.
Real.
Breaking all the rules, shorty, we'll do
they waiting for you,
way.
Boy. Give it to him.
Mommy, I can tell by the way that you're sweating me. You really feeling me, I'm getting you ready. The things that I wanna do, I wanna be inside of you. Tonight we're doing it my way. I'ma play with your sexy body. Girl, you know I drive you crazy.
Call out my name all the while, do it in the low box. Show them how we get it in, baby. Let's go.
It goes a one, and it comes a two, to the three and four. Now she bobbling and swallowing me on the floor. You know I'm kind of greedy and I still want more. But I can't stop until she's on all fours. Invited me over, telling me just to wreck it. I'm thinking body is cracking, baby, so let's get naked. She's telling me all the dirty stuff wanna do to me. Invite the demon in, time for the robbery. The night was going too smooth, I'm thinking all is waste. The broad had a great story to tell. She say, there's something about me that I think you should know. I'm thinking, this girl must be crazy, yo. She say, she got a problem, ADD, no hocus pocus. And then she takes off her thong, as I didn't notice. I'm thinking, baby, no, I can't just stop and hold it. But what you need to do is focus, focus, focus.
All right,
yeah.
EBR, about this is where my journey began with Box, you know, seeing him and meeting him and this being performed at my 50th birthday. So I am excited, you know, that it is still going. I'm excited to see all the new projects that you've got going on and what Lynx Records is trying to do to help support, you know, the artists out here in the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, again, Vox, you know, you are welcome to come by, you know, the Leopard Carpet, the Flavor Coffee House, whatever, you know, I'm here to support you. And I appreciate, you know, the respect that you show. And sticking in there with me, you know, despite my honesty.
You're doing a great thing too, you know. So it works both ways, you know. That's what networking should be, you know.
right, definitely. Well, is there anything else that you would like to share, my friend?
I want to go ahead and give a shameless plug one more time.
Sure.
You can contact me at facebook.com/TheRealVox. If you're in MySpace, that's myspace.com/TheRealVox. Twitter peeps, twitter.com/TheRealVox. And definitely come check out the tracks, you know, and download your copy of Mistakes. It's going to be a burner, baby.
There you go. Mistakes. You know what? Let me play it one more time, and I'm just going to say goodbye to you at this point, Fox. Thank you so much for coming out and stepping onto the Leopard Carpet with me today, and you'll stay in touch. All right. So I'm going to play Mistake one more time. This is a song that Fox has got up in the competition to help him just move forward with the Hard Rock Cafe competition and opportunities.
Oh, damn. 7 in the morning. Where the hell am I? What am I going to tell? I can't make no excuses. What the hell happened here? I'm not home. What am I going to do?
Looking at my iPhone, and I see her on my caller ID. Read the first text message, said, what the hell has gotten into me? How can I answer back? As a matter of fact, I'm creeping, cheating. Something wrong with that. The next message said, F you. Maybe I could tell a story with twists and turns like a drive-thru. So many ways and days I spent my time out here chasing tail. Knowing I'm supposed to be home right now, don't want to face her. Wish I was in jail. I could say I was at the homie's house. Got drunk, played cards, passed out on the couch. But that wouldn't work either. Like Tiger Woods swinging my club, so she caught a cheetah. Yeah, I messed up, and I brought this home like everything else. Living this life was a ball, I had led to the destruction of my own self.
We all make mistakes, and I'm waiting for my whole life to change. Cause when I fall down, I'm like,
girl, want you to know this, that I didn't mean to do this to us on purpose. When I lied, when I cheated, when I stole your heart, you don't deserve this. If I would have known what I knew then, see, hindsight, it's always 2020. thinking my drinking could subdue that Scorpio that lives deep within me. I wouldn't have put this in the spot to begin with. Your love is my life and a true gift. I'ma get home and face the music and hope that we get through this ish swift. I listen to your message, wonder where I've been. A search just to find this love within. Cause I broke the trust, spilled the wine. Guilt's the parasite that plagues my mind. I pulled into the driveway and her car was gone. Maybe she just ran to the store and she'll be back in 10 minutes or more. Maybe I dodged a bullet. Maybe I'm not that good. But I look on the bed and there's a letter. And the letter read, while you were out here wasting time, now I'm out here getting mine.
Perfect. We all make mistakes.
We all do. We all do.
By my featured guest tonight, Vox. Now I'm just going to open up the phone lines for anybody that wants to call in and chop it up with me, or if you have something that you want to promote, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, for the next hour, I'm just going to play a variety of music. You know how I do it. And I think I'm going to jump into a track by my girl, Waberry Jordan. She's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me very, very soon. But she's working towards doing a video for this particular song. This song is known globally. She told me when she was over in Europe, she went to a set, and the people in Europe actually were singing the song with her as she performed it. This is Sunflower in My Garden by Waberry Jordan.
Hello. Pretty yellow flowers of the sun, so nice to see you when I rise. When I look outside my window, I behold Mother Nature's grand design. There's a festival of color blazing in the morning sunshine. But the sight that brings me so much joy and puts a smile on my face is the golden yellow petals of my favorite bloom as it crowns this sacred space.
Sunflowers in my garden, follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden, follow the path of the sun.
It's amazing that something so beautiful begins as a simple seed, and the very thing designed to make it grow reflects the thing that it would be. To wake each day and bathe within the solar flower's golden ray, as creation set before your very eyes, this flower sees the sun along its way.
sunflowers in my garden. Follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden. Follow the path. Flowers of the sun, so nice to see you when I rise. Hello, pretty yellow, flowers of the sun, so nice. Perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar winds, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins. What a perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar winds, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins. Hello, pretty
That was LaBerry Jordan out of California with her piece Sunflower in My Garden. And that's one of my favorite pieces for many, many reasons. My extended family are from Sunflower, Mississippi. I have a sunflower tattoo on my leg. And I love sunflowers. If I could, like, combine leopard, sunflowers, and angels into one, I think I would really, really be a happy happy girl over here. I want to give a big shout out to Shambe, who's in the chat room, and thank you so much for so much respect and just being an amazing soul to have around. Shambe's listening in from Japan. I believe he's still over there, an amazing spoken word artist and percussionist. I have a new artist I want to play for you tonight. Just received his music actually during the middle of the night. His name is Maurice Johnson, and this piece is actually called On the Radio.
Yeah.
All right, that was Maurice Johnson with his piece On the Radio. And watch out, he's going to be coming by the Leopard Carpet sometime in the near future, and I'm looking forward to it. He's got a great story to tell and history in being in the jazz industry and all of that. So I look forward to having Maurice Johnson step on the Leopard Carpet. So I want to welcome everybody to the second half of my show today. The first half I had one of our local Pacific Northwest hip-hop artists on, telling his story and giving you a taste of his unique flavor. So I hope you dug, whatever. I hope you enjoyed, you know, hearing what he had to say and his unique sound. So, I open up the phone lines if anybody wants to call in and chop it up with me or has something they want to share, promote. Please do so. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Tomorrow I'm going to be doing a 15-minute set hip-hop show, and it's going to be a morning show. I kind of reached out to some of the hip-hop artists and said, hey, you know, is 10 o'clock in the morning too early to do a hip-hop 15-minute set? And, you know, of course they were like, yes, do it, you know. So tomorrow morning, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to do a Flava's 15-minute hip-hop set. Then on Tuesday the 31st, I'm really excited about this particular show, and I need to get an invite put together. But I'm going to do a show for the people that are the loved ones of an artist. I know that the families, the friends, the children and all really make some sacrifices when it comes to someone in their life being an artist. And I really, really want to honor them, because I know they give up so much, you know, whether it means finances that goes towards the artist being an artist, whether it means time, you know, not being spent, you know, whatever. So I want to really, really honor those that are the loved ones of the artists, you know, out there. And I hope that people will come through. So that's the Artist Roundtable for the families of the artists. So welcome to Flava Coffee House, Miss Blaze, Miss Eternally Blaze.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very good. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in. Can't complain.
Okay. So what did you think of my friend during the first hour?
Very different. It was an eye-opening experience, especially from what I'm used to hearing from you.
Right.
But keeping an open mind, you know, he brought a different flavor, you know, to
he
the
did.
Coffee house. Yes, he did. And I
yeah,
enjoyed
he did.
It.
Yeah, I guess the one thing, again, you know, I appreciate about Vox is he's always been so respectful, you know, and he is somebody that I have been really open and honest what I thought about his work. I still have this tickle in my throat. And he's been so receptive to it, you know, and I appreciate that part, you know, of just continuing on the journey of knowing him. Because he's definitely got a different style than anybody I know. I have never... I'm so sorry. It's a different style than, you know, anybody I've experienced in the hip-hop community. So, yeah. Anyway, so what's going on with you?
Well, excited. You know, we're coming in, the whole crew is coming in to take over. No, not take over, but to share with you what we're going to be doing at, you know, SJF. On the 26th of next month, you know, I see the party. So I hope everybody tunes into that. I wanted to just blow up real big time, you know, because our chief has been working really, really hard, and he's pushing us to do our best, as always, to put out the best product that we can know, get it to the people. And I think we're ready. I think we're ready to stand up and be noticed and be, you know, accounted for. So I want to get this show up and running. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm excited about that. I'm, really
I'm excited,
excited
too. So on February 26th, SJF Music is going to be doing an album release for their up-and-coming From Dusk to Dawn album. And all of the artists that are participating in the collaboration of this particular project are going to come onto the show. You are going to have the opportunity to hear each track in its entirety. And so I'm excited about it too. Stephen Jerome Ferguson is an absolutely amazing talent. He's got such a good ear for what works, how to blend and this and that. And so he's now branched out from just doing his music, you know, for himself to, you know, working with some spoken word artists and other jazz artists and musicians. And so this particular project is going to showcase those talents of the other artists that he's working with, along with himself. So I'm excited about it too. And it's going to be some very, very good stuff. You know, you're going to hear work from Eternally Blaze, who's on the phone with me right now, to Leah Henderson, who is a spoken word artist out of the Pacific Northwest, John D. Green Sr., who is an amazing jazz pianist out of Michigan, and then Stephen Jerome Ferguson himself, who is an amazing jazz guitarist out of Kansas. So definitely stay tuned, mark your calendar for February 26th, and make sure you come by the Leopard Carpet and, you know, hear all about this project and hear the pieces that are actually on this CD. Also, you know, go over to sjfmusic.com, you know, and sign up for the newsletter, because they put a great newsletter out the 15th of each month, you know, to keep you updated on the projects that are going on and tidbits and this and that, introducing you to some of the artists that Stephen's working with. So sign up for their newsletter today, you know.
Yeah.
So I played one of your friend's pieces, Maurice Johnson.
Yes, yay! Oh, that's so cool. It was really, really cool. He's fabulous. He's very sincere and dedicated about his work, and it speaks for itself. It speaks for itself. I can't wait to see or actually hear his show, you know, when that comes on the carpet. But
right.
He's deep. He's very deep. Yes, he is.
I had a great conversation with him on the phone today, so I, too, you know, am really, really looking forward to him stepping on the Leopard Carpet and stuff. Very, very kind man. So, anyway, what direction do I want to go, Blaze? What kind of music do I want to play now? Let me see which direction I want to go. You know what? I haven't played one of my dear friend Chameleon. He's one of part of my Flava family. You can find out about him on my website if you go to the Flava Cooperative page and hit on Chameleon. But this is Chameleon out of Switzerland, and I'm going to play his piece, Don't Let Go.
You know I'm 5G by your side. Always believe it's first and foremost on my mind. Don't let go of our love, let's hold on tight. It's only what's right, it's I will testify day and night. You're still mine, so shine light, shine. Back to me, which I know. But don't let go. Come back to me, I'll show. I won't let go. Come back to me, which I know. But don't let go. Come back.
struggles that we share. Impossible for me to ever tell you that I don't care. So all of my people, put your hands up in the air. Never leaving or forsake you. If you ever need me, I'll be there. And tell the world to beware. Come back to me, wish I know.
All right, that's my dear, dear friend Chameleon out of Switzerland with his piece, Don't Let Go, off of his Living Sacrifice CD. He's got a new CD out, and I'm just waiting for him to send me the tracks. I think I need to put another bug in his ear to send me some music from his new CD. But Chameleon is somebody that I've been connected to for about 2 years, and just he's an amazing, amazing person. Love it when he calls me from Switzerland and just... You know, this is the blessing in being Lady Flava. I have this opportunity to have phone conversations with artists all over the world sometimes, or even, you know, like through Skype. I think Skype is an amazing tool to stay connected with people around the world. But I don't know how many people actually have the opportunity where they get to have people, like, read to them or sing to them or, you know, recite poetry to them over the phone, and to have somebody call me from Switzerland and sing is just something very, very special. So, Blaze, looks like we've got another caller on the line. Let me bring him in.
Hello.
All right. Welcome to the Leopard Carpet.
Hello. I have a poem for you. Roses are red,
okay.
Violets are blue. I want to take my penis and then throw it into you.
Are you, like, so serious? So, Blaze, we just got a prank call.
Wow. Saturday night messenger do, huh? Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's the first time I've ever really gone through that. Okay. Well, you know, they got clicked off of, so that's okay.
Yeah.
What can I say about that? So... Okay, that kind of threw me off. Well, you know, with that said, let me jump into a track by an artist out of California. His name is Abdul Hall, and this piece is called Every Time.
Oh, I wonder what time it is. Oh, snap. Are you serious? Yo. It's 4:15 a.m. As I look over at the clock right next to my bed, a bed that you're not in. I'm pulling on my sheets trying to get myself comfortable. I readjust my pillow. I'm miserable, it's hot in here. Seems like the walls are sweating. I open up my window, but that ain't working either, cause it ain't no breeze blowing tonight. Hold on. Oh, I thought I heard my phone, which is crazy because my phone ain't even on. I sit back on my bed, put my hand on my head, as I'm trying to make some sense of it all.
Could it be I've fallen so deep,
falling so deep,
that I can't even sleep,
yeah, yeah.
I can't even speak,
so I guess I gotta sing it to you, girl.
I'm gonna leave you to fly. Every time I leave you, it's a lie.
Like I don't have no air to breathe. Being away is choking me, baby.
Every time I leave you, it's a lie.
Every time, yeah, I'm all. And I gotta get right back to where you are.
Now it's 5:03
and the sun is slowly setting. I'm still in here sweating, pacing the floor, trying to get myself together, thinking about you constantly. I just can't seem to shake you. Tell me what could make you do the things you did to me and say the things you said.
Whatever you're doing is working, cause I just can't keep my head.
Immobilization is what you put on me. I'm looking in the mirror and I'm tripping cause it ain't me.
Wait, hold up. I gotta get it together, man. I wanna stop, but it's feeling way too good. The way that you got me, you came and straight rocked me.
As I'm trying to make some sense of it all,
could it be that I can't even, I can't eat, can't sleep,
I can't
even speak?
So I guess I gotta sing it to you,
every time I leave you to fly. I leave your side, I feel as if anybody. She put it on me so good I can't even think. I guess I just gotta sing the way I feel.
Yeah,
that was Every Time by Abdul Hall out of California. I kind of was like, you know, I'm playing the track, right? But this is when it's just really cool being Lady Flava. Let me just tell you, because I have a dear friend. Oh my goodness, I think we've been friends for since 2007. I'll just say 2007. He's an author. He's a poet out of Georgia, kind of the Atlanta, Georgia area. And he, I believe he's listening to the show right now. So let me give a shout out to Lost Soul. Much love to you, my friend. He is sending me, he's sending me a poem as I'm doing the show, and I'm sitting here like playing music, right? But I'm checking my text messages as he's sending me this poem by text message. I'd read it to you. I'm not sure if it's like, I don't think it's probably finished. But see, this is when it's a blessing to be me again, you know, to just receive, you know, special gifts like that. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just read what he's written so far to me in text message. So he says, I'm calm but drifting, leopard carpet, jazz simmering my soul with each artist, my eyes closed tight as the mind that opens wide, alliance, pride overshadowed my leopard carpets. Take a walk with me. Like, oh my goodness. Like, oh, thank you so much, Lost Soul. I love you, my friend. I love you, my friend. So, anyway, gosh, I don't even know what to say now. I'm just kind of thrown off. I got this big Kool-Aid grin. You know, I get these big Kool-Aid grins quite a bit frequently, you know, when I do the show. Just amazing people around me that just remind me, Blaze, why I do this. You know, it just reminds me why God put me on this path. To support, you know, artists, to have, you know, it's funny because I talk to Monica Monet on a regular basis, and she's just got some absolutely amazing things going on in her world right now, even before she comes up here to Seattle to do her tour with me, and she's just been singing her heart out just out of nowhere in general conversation. All of a sudden she starts singing, you know, and just absolutely love hearing her voice, you know, and all of that. But it's like, how many people have this opportunity, you know, to hear people's music or tracks before others or get to experience them over the phone and all of that. It's just, you know, I'm very, very, very blessed, very blessed to be who I am.
Indeed. Definitely. It's a wonderful thing to share a gift. You know, it's like I get a gift, you get a gift, but we share with others. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's a wonderful feeling, especially if it's received well by all, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
It, you know, it's all good. It's all good. And it's all truly a blessing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, this, I'm going to play another track by a young man. I met him actually through Monica Monet, and sometimes he sings backup for her. But this track is his solo, and I'm looking forward to him actually creating more pieces because I think he, you know, he alone, you know, has an absolutely amazing voice and style. This is Halon Keith out of Jacksonville, Florida, with his piece, Journey of Love.
Had our times, yeah. These ups and downs and trials, we've made it through it all, yeah. Even though we've both done wrong, this road is not paved with gold, and I know we've had our roadblocks and toes, that's for sure. We pay the price to love one another, and I'll do it again. And if I journey of love, it's been a long time, but I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine. Journey of love, but it's only time. Right now I'm gonna make you mine. Journey of love, it's been a long time, but I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine. Journey of love. Never gonna let you go again. Now listen, girl, yeah, I would give you the world if I could. Protect you from the raindrops that fall from the sky. Hey, I'm your guardian angel, I can't lie.
Whatever you want,
I got it.
Whatever you need,
I got it.
Just tell me what you want, girl. I'm aimed to please you. You're the one for me.
The journey of love,
yeah, it's been a long time, but I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine.
Journey of love.
Jacksonville, Florida, with his piece Journey of Love. I want to give a shout out to my girl Jazzy Blues out there in Iowa. She has been by my side for a long, long time through this journey of me being Lady Flava. Probably, oh gosh, Jazzy, how far back does it go? I want to say maybe around 2006. Somewhere around there, you know, back in the days when I actually had my coffee shop. You know, she and I connected through a dear friend of mine, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, and, you know, she's been a very, very big supporter of who I am and what I do. So much love to you, my girlfriend. Appreciate you coming out to the show tonight. Let's see. You know what? I want to play a piece by an artist that is going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me in February, and I want to say, let me look at my calendar. She's coming on the leopard carpet with me on February 7th. I am so excited about having her come by because she also is, I believe, a part owner in a coffee shop out in South Carolina. She sells organic coffee. She looks like she's got so much going on from being very active in the community out there to, you know, being an artist herself. So I'm going to play this piece. Kind of a fun piece by Mahogany, and this is called Internationally Known.
We're music, we're music born. Not made. Beat, hustle.
Make you my be, have you sing along?
guess who's a fool.
Mahogany with her little piece called Internationally Known. The interesting thing about her that and why I feel like it's going to be just a great feature on the leopard carpet is, like, even her name on Facebook is Mahogany Diva Millionaire, you know, and I'm like, okay, what is the story behind the name, you know, to then just going to her website, and she's got, like, so much going on. So it's kind of like one of those eternally blaze moments. It's like, what is the story behind the name, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah, so we've got, like, 25 minutes left, Blaze, and I'm sitting here, like, looking at my list here of who I want to play. You know, I really would encourage everybody and anybody to go back and check out my leopard carpets. I've had some amazing guests on the leopard carpet so far this year. I've had Stephen Jerome Ferguson himself talking about SJF music. I had Nuwambe, who's an amazing talent. Very, very honest interview with him from out of Dallas. And then went to Tasha Taylor, Johnny Taylor's baby girl. Just was really, really amazing to have her step on the leopard carpet. And then this past Thursday, I had Winston Warrior out of the ATL. So I've got some great people, you know, who are a part of the Flava News movement to then, you know, wanting to step on the leopard carpet with me.
And more to come.
Yeah, and one of these days we're going to get Blaze on the leopard carpet so she can talk all about Eternity Blaze and educate you on having your Blaze moments. Anytime that you hear me talk about my Blaze moment, it is inspired by this wonderful lady that's on the phone with me right now, because she will tell you all about how you better take care of yourself and pamper yourself and smell good and, you know, light some candles and get your grown and sexy on, even if it's with your own self or whatever, you know. So you got to watch out for Blaze, because I think she's going to be somebody that's just going to be very, very important in our lives as we take this journey, because she will definitely let you know that it's okay to be grown and sexy. She'll let you know that it's really okay to take care of yourself and that you better take care of yourself, huh, Mama?
Exactly. It's so important because I'll say it again and again, you can't love anyone until you learn how to love yourself. And that's what Eternally Blaze is all about, teaching you, or should I say reteaching you, how to love and appreciate one's own true self.
There you go. It's so funny because, you know, when I take, you know, my hot baths by myself and stuff like that, you know, I always say, you know, this is my Blaze moment. You know, this is me just kind of chilling out, letting go, you know, laying my head back and just relaxing, you know. Or if I, even like this morning, when I finally woke up after that, felt like I had a truck run over me. We won't even go there to talk about that. I don't know who kept me up on the phone all night. I'm not even going to say no names.
Okay.
yeah, but you know, I laid in my bed and just, you know, sat there and just breathed and meditated and, you know, and prayed. And, you know, even in that, for me, that was a blaze moment, you know. So you get familiar with this phrase, because here on the leopard carpet on Flavor News Radio, you are definitely going to hear me talk about, you know, blaze moments. And I, too, she is somebody who's really special to me. I thank God that she came into my life because, you know, sometimes for me, I forget the simple things that I can do to take care of myself and to, you know, honor me and who I am and what I am doing, or honor me as Susan, or honor me as a woman. You know, Blaze is always there to remind me of that. So you are definitely going to hear all about Blaze forever and ever and ever, because, man, I got plans for her. She, you know, I've talked to her about it. She's kind of resisting it all, but, you know, we got plans. I was talking to Stephen about it, too. We got plans, you know, what's going to happen with Eternally Blaze here in the future.
Yeah,
even if
yeah.
I have to be Eternally Blaze for you.
Definitely. I want to make sure that the people understand the importance, the true importance, because carrying around baggage is deadly. It's like a disease, you know. So the quicker or sooner that we learn to relax, relate, and release, and just get into ourselves, you know, and, you know, cleanse. It's like a cleansing moment, you know what I mean? And where we just take all of that negativity and throw it out and breathe in the positivity and move forward, you know what I mean? With a whole lot less baggage. It's going to be a beautiful thing, people. Watch for it. Listen for it, because it's coming.
There you go. And you're going to hear, you know, Eternally Blaze. You know, she's got a piece that's coming up on this From Dusk to Dawn from SJF, and then she's going to have her own CD coming out. And then just all kinds of other goodies after that. You know, there's just this plan of all these amazing things that you're going to experience it. But trust and believe it's going to be a great journey to, you know, watch and get on board with Eternally Blaze. So you know what? I'm going to play another track. This is an artist that is going to be stepping onto the leopard carpet with me on February. I'm looking at the dates. February 2nd. He is a producer, and an absolutely amazing producer. Listening to the whole album is just very, very special. And I just like the name of this track. It's called Pop's Barbershop, and this is by Paris Tune.
This goes out to the industry that said music like mine will never again be. By God and supported by my fans and my family.
Pop's Barbershop by Paris Tune, who's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me on, I'm drawing a blank, on the February 2nd. See, you know, there's this person who kept me up all night. You know I'm just kind of moving a little slow here on the radio show today. Please excuse me. I don't want to call out any names of, you know, who kept me on the telephone all night long, you know. But, Miss Blaze,
yes,
what you doing over there in New York?
I'm paying close attention. Now, I was feeling Pop's Barbershop. I mean, it had some funk to it, you know what I mean? It had like a little Al Green and a little Al Jarreau. So it had a double dose of Al up in there, you know? But I was feeling.
No, I was feeling that too. So, I cannot wait to have this man on. And I have to give a big shout out to Hassan Brown out of Miami, Florida with Puzzle Marketing and Media. He is a publicist. He's much more than a publicist, but we'll just say that. He's got some absolutely amazing talents that he's working with, and I'm just thrilled that he has joined as a member himself to, you know, joining, you know, for his artists. And Paris Tune is one of the artists that he represents along with several other, Tasha Taylor, Nwambe, and Winston Warrior. They're all artists that Hassan Brown works with. So, and just to let you know, I did put a page up on my website for Hassan Brown, so you should go over and check it out. It's under my cooperatives section, and you know, just check out some of the artists that he is working with, because he's got some great, great talents, you know, on his plate to deal with. So, anyway, just, you know, want to give a shout out to Hassan. He's been so amazing. Yeah. You know, to work with, and a great supporter of who I am and what I'm doing, and I'm just thrilled to have been able to have this opportunity to partner with him and to do some things here in the very, very near future. So, you know, there are great things coming our way through Flava News, Blaze. There's just so much popping off. You know, I got a tour with Monica Monet coming up here in March. I'm in talks with, you know, some other tours taking place, you know, working on Julie Dexter coming to the Pacific Northwest. I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to work with her. And just so much going on. You know, my partner in crime, J.C. Cage from Black Stacks, is out in the East Coast right now in D.C., you know, in talks with, you know, a promoter out there. And, you know, we're just trying to make things happen. You know, I know... you know, people have, you know, interesting opinions about, you know, what I'm doing here, you know, with Flava News and Flava News Radio, you know, and especially since I turned it into a membership only movement. And the reason why I went that direction is I just really, really want to build some win-wins with some very, very gifted and talented and wonderful human beings. And it's happening, it's working, you know, and now the doors are opening up that, you know, we're setting up areas across the United States for artists, you know, to be able to do showcases with each other to, you know, definitely, you know, potentially coming to the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, as I grow and I get the means to, you know, get the computer system going that I need, you know, then it's going to open up the doors for the artists to be heard in front of, you know, other listenerships, because I'll be, you know, joining other radio stations to take my show on with them, or just to host a different show, you know, through their station and for their listeners. And so, you know, there's just so much going on. And sometimes it's hard for me to keep up with my own self. You know, it's a challenge. You know, and one of these days I hope to have the means to be able to pay an assistant, you know, to help me out, and you know, so I don't just necessarily lose my head over all of this. But it's so exciting to me, you know. And I say this all the time, and I'm probably going to try to say this every single show. I'm blessed to have some amazing talents on board, because if it was not for you guys, I wouldn't be looking this good, you know. I would not be recognized the way that I am. I would not have people wanting to work with me across the United States. So I thank all of the artists who have come on board with Flava News and Flava News Radio and joining the Flava News movement, because, You guys are really, really making this easy. Really making this easy. I was having a conversation earlier today, and I just feel like, you know, we are just right at that point of, like, walking through the right door that is just going to blow up and, you know, all the means that are needed, you know, to take this to the next level is going to be there, you know. So I appreciate all of you that have been on board with me from day one of this movement, and, you know, to those that have recently joined, you know, the movement and all of that. I'm excited, man. I mean, just a matter of days. I mean, you know, we're coming to the end of the first month of the year. And so many exciting things, Blaze, have taken, you know, place, you know. And I think that if we can take on, you know, your motto and how to take care of ourselves and, you know, how to free ourselves of the stress, you know, get some Stephen Jerome Ferguson behind us to listen to and just learn to take care of ourselves, I think more opportunities are going to open up.
Definitely, definitely. You know, if your life and your whole system is cluttered, then there's no space for new and exciting adventures. But once you clean out all of that garbage, then you're just open for anything new to come your way. And you have room to accept it mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. So, yes, definitely. We definitely have to take a worldwide deep cleansing, learn to love, respect, and embrace all of this greatness. And as for you, my dear friend, you are one amazing woman. It is your kindness, it is your generosity, it is your love and giving heart that has you where you are and where you're going. You know, the artists come by because you have that warm glow and they're attracted to the flame that comes from you. So thank you for all you do for this industry. You are an amazing person, and I am blessed to know you.
I appreciate that, Blaze. You know, I think that, you know, I mean, you and I both have a strong faith base, you know, and I think that, you know, the way that I see it is this is of God's doing. You know, all of this coming about, this is of God's doing, you know, and I'm excited to be on this journey. It's not always easy. You know, I run into challenges and obstacles in dealing with artists or just dealing with, you know, equipment or the lack of equipment or things like that. So it's not always easy, you know, and I get frustrated and I cry and I get, you know, stressed or whatever, you know, but there are people like you, you know, there are people like John and Stephen, you know, that have come into my world. And, you know, there's my dear friend, you know, Lost Soul. You know, he text messages me all the time. I mean, this relationship's been going on for years, and he always lets me know that he's thinking of me. And, you know, those type of things really, really make a difference for me, the little things. And, you know, you guys help keep me sane in the crazy world of Lady Flava and Flava News, you know. But this is just, it's amazing. It's special. It's the talents out there, you know, to be able to share and to have people, you know, actually paying attention from around the world, you know, to what's going on. And it's growing and it's growing. You know, the numbers to my website are building, you know, by month, by week, you know, to the numbers of my radio shows are growing. And, man, obviously the word's getting out there somehow and people are paying attention, and that's what we need. You know, that's what we need to get the numbers and the people paying attention to potentially, you know, grow your fan bases for the different artists, just not for myself. This is, you know, this is all about us. You know, this movement is not about Lady Flava. You know, this is not about me. This is about all of us, you know, and being able to find creative ways and find ways to, you know, just step out there and say, please pay attention, because these great souls, you know, deserve to be recognized and heard. You know, I've been hearing this so much in this past week, where somebody says, well, I don't know her. You know, they're like, you know, well, check out so-and-so. Well, I don't know her. And I'm like, okay, well, go Google her. Go listen. Then you know her. She deserves for you to take 5 minutes out of your time and go listen to her, you know, and then you will know her. And I'm like, that's so, that is the challenge there when somebody wants to say, well, I've never heard of her. I've never heard of him. Well, okay, well, today let me introduce you to them.
Exactly.
You know, this is where you can go hear, you know, a piece by them or two, you know, and stuff. And so, you know, we just keep putting out that great stuff. We just hold hands and keep moving forward together. And I think that's what's making it work. We're not doing, it's not me doing this by myself. It's not you doing this by yourself, Blaze, or Steven doing it by himself, or, you know, the other artists that we're connected to. We are coming together and we're doing this together. You know,
okay.
It's not about just one. It's about all, you know, and I really think that when you support others, they're going to turn around and support you. If they don't support you, there's something wrong, you know? There's something wrong. And so, you know, I just, man, you know, what can I say? It's a beautiful journey.
It is, and it could be for anyone. It's not just that we have the recipe. The recipe is there. It's not going to come and fall in your lap, but you got to come out. You got to receive and believe. And if you do, all this good feeling, all this good loving, this good music can be yours. But there's a price to pay. And are you willing to pay that price? You know, and that's supporting one another. You know, it, like you said, it's not about one person making it over. It's about all of us making it over together. Because if I make it over by myself, who am I going to enjoy it with? There'll be no one there to share my trial.
Right.
So I'd rather come with all my brothers and sisters. And that way when we can get together to the other side, we can smile and say we have overcome.
There you go. There you go. I mean, we need each other to make this work. You know, not one person can do it on their own. It's just real talk. You know, even though I do Lady Flava and Flava News and Flava News Radio by myself, you know, there are great people out there supporting me and what I do to make it worthwhile. You know, of course, I do need assistance. I really do, you know. And, you know, again, one day when this all comes together, I will, you know, be able to hire an assistant to help me, you know, do this. But, you know, until then, you know, I'm just very, very blessed, you know, with what's going on. We've come to the end of the show, Blaze. I didn't even pay attention to the time, but I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to the show live, to those that hung out in the chat room during the first hour while Vox was on the leopard carpet with me, to those that hung out in the chat room, you know, during the second hour. Big shout outs to Sean Bay again and to Jazzy Blue, you know, who are in the chat room right now, to my FAF family that's hanging out on the phone lines with me, to you, Miss Blaze, Eternally Blaze, for calling in and supporting me and, you know, in a sense, co-hosting. You need to do this more often. Maybe that's what we ought to do, Blaze. We ought to co-host a show together. So, again, thank you so much, everyone. Huh?
I said, I have your back. Don't you worry about it.
I know you got my back. I know you got my back, even when it's like keeping me up till all hours in the morning. Oh, did I say that?
Oh, no, shit.
I didn't say that. Anyway, I'm gonna close out today's show with a piece by our big daddy, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, called Yesterday. Goodbye, everyone.
Good night.